for me, I think a big component of it has to be to continue to change the narrative.
Yeah.
Because I think that we know the assets. We know the region's strengths. We also know the region's weaknesses. We also know that we are not alone with our weaknesses mm-hmm. or our strengths, but we must change the narrative. Welcome to the DuPage Business Beat, a podcast about today's biggest business issues told from a Chicagoland perspective. Hello, Chicagoland. Welcome to the DuPage Business Beat. I'm Greg Bedloff, President and CEO of Choose DuPage. Today, I am super excited to be joined by three members of the Greater Chicagoland Economic Partnership: Robin Ficke, Senior Vice President from the Research Center at World Business Chicago; Kevin Considine, President and CEO of Lake County Partners; and Zoshi Flores, Bureau Chief of Economic Development for Cook County. Robin, Kevin, Zoshi, welcome.
Thank you, Greg.
How are you?
Great, fantastic, and thanks so much for being here. Before we jump in, I want to give a little background to our listeners. For those of you who are unfamiliar, the Greater Chicagoland Economic Partnership, also known as GCEP, is an innovative partnership between seven northeastern Illinois counties and the city of Chicago. GCEP was founded in January 2023, and since then, we've worked together to drive inclusive economic development and promote the Chicagoland region globally. As someone who always has been a big believer in collaboration, I'm fascinated and encouraged by GCEP. Chicagoland is such a diverse region with so many different communities, industries, and businesses. We all have our own interests and our own perspectives, and yet GCEP has managed to bring us all together in a united front for the greater good. Now, because of this collaboration, we're able to do things that would otherwise have been impossible. So what does it actually look like? What kind of impact has GCEP made on our businesses and our communities and the region? And what does this collaboration mean for Chicagoland's future? So let's find out. Again, thank you all for being here. It's been a year since GCEP formally kicked off, actually closer to 15 months. I guess my first question for everybody is, can you believe that we actually pulled this off? We've been talking about this in one way, shape, or form. It isn't our first iteration. It isn't our first attempt at regional collaboration. But it's safe to say, in my opinion, that we're off and running, and we did it. And I think we should be very proud of that. But what's your guys' perspective on it?
Well, absolutely. It's been a very long, hard path. We've gone through this for myself, a decade, but for you guys, you've been at it for even longer. But I agree, it's been this last year and a half has proven that regional economic development works. We've known that. We've been committed to it. But I think we finally got it right.
Yeah, I'd say a couple of years ago, frankly, the odds were long. But I think all those previous efforts were really key in getting to this point. The relationships that we built with each other, I think, was a key foundation into getting here.
I think from a data perspective, we've been doing this for a long time, right? The data is at the regional level. It's our strongest data set, and you wouldn't want to, you know, kind of subdivide it into minutiae. So it's a very natural progression. As the Research Center is probably the newest member of kind of all of this work, the Research Center hasn't existed for more than 5 years. So I think that data part really, really aligns with all of the work that everyone's been doing for decades.
And research and data is so important to all of our economic development efforts, and we're certainly going to dive into that. But I think it's also fair to say that without support from elected officials, and without consistency in messaging from the elected officials, and we all recognize the role that elected officials play in economic development, and to the extent that we engage or don't engage with elected officials, it has a big impact on our collective efforts. But how have your elected officials responded to our first year?
I think it has taken years of building that trust. And from what discussions have been with President Preckwinkle, she has been very supportive and enthusiastic about the benefits that we have seen in such a short period of time. But it has taken trust. And as we know, President Preckwinkle, since the beginning of her administration, has been very supportive of regional economic development efforts and has taken the time to bring up to speed new elected officials that have come on board, because she knew that it's critical for everyone to have the same base knowledge and understanding of why regional economic development efforts really promote inclusive growth for our region.
I think having particularly President Preckwinkle staying on that, even through some of that, as we unwound some previous efforts, she didn't let it go, which we certainly really appreciated. And that helped with leadership in Lake County as well.
Robin, how about Chicago?
Yeah, I think from the city perspective, if I reflect back all the way back to COVID, right, when everybody was sort of realizing, oh, we have to work together, you know, regionally to address a public health crisis, a pandemic, because it doesn't stay within municipalities or municipal borders. I just remember having multiple conversations with city officials and even in turnover with additional city officials and even our leadership within WBC explaining from a data perspective, no, actually, we talk about it from a regional perspective. You want to, if you want the strongest argument for why Chicago, which is very much our charge, it's a regional statement, and it always has been. And so having had that conversation multiple times, you could see the light bulb go on and they're like, oh yes, wait, why are we not having this perspective? And then with, you know, leadership from President Preckwinkle and other counties, that sort of just allowed them to kind of say, oh yes, there's other folks here who have this perspective. So
yeah, I think it's been really neat to kind of look at collectively what I think we all felt, that it is a region, that it's Chicagoland. And to your point on data and research, how we all collectively knew that the single most ingredient, and you guys have all heard me say this before, as anybody who's been within the sound of my voice has heard me say, the single most important ingredient for a strong DuPage County from an economic development perspective, the efforts of Choose DuPage, a strong, reliable county from all aspects, but also a strong Chicagoland, a strong yeah. city of Chicago, a strong Lake County, a strong Cook County, right. And that goes both ways. The best thing for Cook County is a strong DuPage County. It just seemed like there was that unique moment in time where we had the right combination of economic development folks in the room and the right combination of elected officials to say, okay, let's codify this. Let's make this a real, live, living thing. Let's set some parameters, and let's talk about those parameters, Kevin. You know, there you are up on the northern boundary of our region, sharing a border with Wisconsin. How does this new regional approach and the new research affected your day-to-day operations, not only from a county perspective, but let's talk about those municipalities that are up there that share that border, the Libertyvilles and the Mundelines. What does that mean to their individual efforts?
It's really important in being able to tell the story. Frankly, Southeast Wisconsin has traded off the assets of Chicagoland for decades, starting with O'Hare and our workforce and all of those benefits. And this has given us the ability to take that story back. I think particularly with on the workforce front, yeah. That's a massive strength that we have that our neighbors to the north just don't. And from the municipalities have seen that as they've seen the growth that we've been able to drive and the benefits that that has brought to the Mundelines and Libertyvilles and Zions. And frankly, Zion's a great example. Right up against the border, has had great locations available for a long time, but so close to the border that it was hard for them to get attention. And now we've been able to drive growth in Zion that just hadn't been there over the last decade.
That's a great point, Kevin, and I appreciate that you acknowledge that we are taking our story back, because this collaboration with an understanding that our strength really resides in us functioning as a region. So leveraging our assets, I mean, we have some incredible assets in this region that, as you mentioned, others were leveraging, but we have great pharmaceutical base, we have strong transportation and logistics, and a great workforce. And it's time for us to own it and talk about it and leverage it collectively. I think we're finally at the point where we understand that and we realize that as a region, we're stronger when we leverage one another's assets.
Change the narrative. Amen, Zoshi. Mm-hmm. We all need to work as hard as we can to kind of change that narrative. Let's start with a data point from our friends at WorldBiz that pertains to the entire region. The Site Selection magazine just recently announced that the Chicagoland region is the number one region for corporate relocations and business growth for the 11th consecutive year. And the Bulls won three championships. It was a dynasty. They repeated the three-peat, and it was unimaginable.
Yeah.
11 years in a row for the Chicagoland area, that is a data point. That is an indisputable fact that an independent magazine has published promoting Chicago and the Chicagoland region.
Yeah.
What do we attribute that to? What are some of the data behind that?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. And really, first and foremost, it's always been a regional data point. So every year that we've won in the past, it's actually been a combination of all of the activity going on in Lake County, in suburban Cook County, in Will County, DuPage County, and the city. So when you think about, you know, the big high-rise office space going up in the Loop, there's also a million square foot warehouse coming up in Will County. And so I think that those two are really important to consider together.
And amplifying off of that, let's talk about that from a deal perspective. There was I mentioned Cranes earlier. I was a bit ahead of myself. There is a Cranes article that I believe was published recently in the last week or so regarding Project Theory, which is a quantum computing opportunity that's evaluating a couple of sites, one in Will County. But Project Theory is evaluating a site in Chicago and a site in Lockport. And we're hoping that it lands in Illinois. But the regional collaboration with the folks at Project Theory, I was at one of the attraction meetings where Chicago was there, DuPage was there, Will was there, Cook was there, and everybody was singularly focused on, let's get this in the region so that it's a win for everybody. Zoshi, you want to talk just a little bit about kind of that regional perspective on these deals as we move forward?
Well, absolutely. We know that whenever any one of us wins, we all win. It strengthens our region. It brings jobs. And our great educational institutions are also being leveraged. But it means jobs. It means housing. It means a more vibrant economy. And ultimately, we know that regions with the least inequities perform the best. So it's not just about high-end jobs. It's jobs across the spectrum. So we need to celebrate those wins and just make sure that we're leveraging one another's assets to bring in those companies to this region, regardless of which county receives that business.
In fact, where we're sitting today and recording this here at the College of DuPage is a great example of that regional cooperation. There's a project. We haven't won it yet, that in as part of the pitch, World Business Chicago made a video, and we had the presidents of all the community colleges in the region saying who they were, what they brought to the party, the training programs that they had, and what they were going to bring in order to capture this project here. And the client was blown away by that video, showing that, wow, all of the power of this region coming together to attract them here. And that the education institutions that we have that are second to none, whether it's University of Chicago and Northwestern and UIC or this awesome community college network, this is how we're going to bring, you know, workforce is the key here, and maximizing our homegrown talent is a strength that few other regions have.
Wow. Very well said. This is, to be clear, let's be frank. This is long overdue. There's no getting around that. This is something that CMAP and our friends at the Brookings Institute, who kind of led us to this final place, have been telling us we need to do because we were punching below our weight, whether it was equitable growth, whether it was development of the South and West Side, or whether it was just general economic recovery in a post-pandemic world. Other regions do this. We're not the first people that have done it. We like the model that we've built, and we're very confident that we're going to succeed with this moving forward. But again, it's long overdue. And I hear the same things from Kevin. You guys are kind of Chicago proper, Robin and Zoshi. What are the site selectors, the consultants, the brokers telling you about this?
Well, even the business community.
Yeah.
We hear it time and time again. they do not necessarily look at municipal boundaries, county boundaries. Right. They want to find the space that's going to attract the right workforce. So from their perspective, I keep hearing how this is long overdue. They wanted us to work together because it just makes business sense for them.
Right. I think, too, what we also hear is there's a narrative in media about Chicago that business leaders know isn't necessarily true, and that this regional perspective allows us to talk about the region in a way that puts the scale of it into proper perspective, right? There's, you know, whether it's, oh, hey, you might be losing population, or there's A, B, or C. When you look at Chicago region as a whole, we're still the third largest region. The next largest workforce has a million fewer people than us. That's ginormous. So I think on those things, right, when you're talking about business leaders, they want access to talent.
So I think we're talking about an ecosystem here. And part of that ecosystem of economic development includes our friends at the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, Intersect Illinois, local municipal economic development organizations. And again, a lot of the local municipal organizations, they're singularly focused on their own town. Mm-hmm. That's their jobs. Their job is to attract and retain businesses within their own town. So when we get together and talk about an ecosystem, and when GSEP and county elected officials say, no more poaching, an economic development win is not a piece of business jumping a county border or a municipal border with incentives involved. What are your thoughts on that ecosystem and our friends down at DCEO and Intersect? I guess I'll start with Kev on that one.
Yeah, I think that's built a really strong partnership. I think as there's been some new folks in each of those organizations, right? That takes a little bit for folks to get to know each other, but I think that's working really well now. With Intersect, with DCEO and their programs, and there are some new incentives and new tools that DCEO has brought, thanks to Governor Pritzker, that have really had an impact. And I think we see it. You mentioned Project Theory earlier. I was also at a meeting with the Project Theory client, knowing that it's not going to land anywhere near Lake County, but they were impressed. We had sitting around a table, we had the CEO of Intersect Illinois, we had senior representatives from DCEO, we had representatives from both Will County and Lake County, and they're seeing that cooperation. Literally, the client said that they had mentioned to a southern state, you guys need to act more like Illinois. Those are words that would
been a while since we heard that,
right?
Yeah.
But that's a function of those partnerships working well together. Everybody's out as Team Illinois or Team Chicago, and it really makes a difference.
And the reality is that, specifically for suburban areas of our county, Cook County, not everyone has the capacity to attract the type of businesses that we're looking to attract. We don't have the type of research and data that we need in order to put a successful RFI packet together. So it's taken trust. We've piloted this GSEP model, and I think it's proven out. So after a year and a half, our municipalities are seeing that this is a successful model. They understand that we are gaining more by cooperating in this way, but having the World Business Chicago research, data analytics, that information is what really sets us apart now.
Yeah, and I think that's actually one of the funnest parts of this for the research team is when we work with some of the smaller municipalities who have traditionally just sort of, you know, looked within their own borders. And for example, when we take workforce and we're like, you know, really, your workforce, you're drawing from the city of Chicago, you're drawing from really much, you know, a broader range of locations. So your workforce is usually about 3 to 5 times larger than what you initially think it is. And so I think that's when really fun when we're like, no. Actually, your workforce is this. It's bigger. Yeah. So it's nice to see them broadening their scope.
Right.
And bringing in these, sort of larger employers to a region, that allows the municipalities to grow. So as they're looking to maybe it's repurposing a mall and bringing in residential and mixed uses, the larger employers that either that we can bring in or intersect or through this partnership allows them to evolve and allows them to, whether it's capture the Trader Joe's that everybody wants or the Starbucks or gives them the ability to do that. So that's where these two entities or the systems really do complement each other.
So that's a great transition into data and our friend Robin over at the Research Center from a data perspective, because county economic development organizations work a lot at the municipal level. Talk a little bit about the tools and the data that WBC has brought to this party for everybody so that they can help make informed decisions.
Right. I think we kind of have all touched on it, right, is that, you know, the demand area for a particular retail location does not pay attention to municipal borders, right? They're going to want to know, hey, I want a 1 mile, 5 mile, 3 mile radius or smaller, right? And so they're looking for the data to be presented in that way. And that's what we do for a lot of the smaller municipalities, is just sort of help them understand, actually, here's how you should kind of look at population and who's moving where. Even though we can work from home more often, people don't stay at home all the time, right? You're going to get out and drive somewhere, or you go to work. And so helping people understand that daily traffic flow is another thing that we do, right? So I think there's a lot of tools that people didn't realize they had or they could gain access to. And I think, again, they're really surprised that, oh, we have a much better argument for our case than we thought we did. And
yeah. And let's talk about retail just for a minute, because it's an important part of any economy, but there are some markets that aren't growing as quickly. Office, vacancies in office. And as we look at parts of Cook and downtown Chicago, as we look at corridors in DuPage and in Lake, where the once mighty office towers were filled to the brim, the data is suggesting that those days are over and we need to pivot and we need to rethink our approach, like the TIF on LaSalle Street and the multifamily play happening in the Loop, like suburban office and suburban shopping malls that are looking at more experiential opportunities. Zoshi, talk a little bit about what's happening in the Loop. Talk a little bit, or Robin, a little bit about what's happening with those kinds of projects and where you see them evolving to.
Well, there's definitely a shift. And I think during these transitioning times, it's so important to be able to leverage one another's expertise. And that's, I think, one of the exciting parts of this collaboration, that it's not just each of us in our own bubble trying to figure out how do we pivot, what does this look like, but collectively being able to leverage what we see in each of our counties and how do we pilot, how do we change the narrative so that we can learn from one another.
And that's an important role. But so is equitable growth, and so is equality and equity in terms of opportunity for businesses. And Cook has been a leader in that. Can you kind of, and that's something that we can all learn from. Can you share just a little of your thoughts and insights into equitable growth and equitable economic development opportunities?
Absolutely. Well, as we stated earlier in the conversation, we know that a strong Chicago is vital to our region, and vice versa. The strong region is vital to a thriving Chicago. I mean, it just makes sense. And that's been core to what President Preckwinkle has said over the last 10 years in this administration. She has been very focused on regional economic development efforts because she knows that regions with the least inequity perform the best. So it's incumbent upon us to really lift up all areas of our county. We need to make sure that we're not leaving anyone behind, that we're engaging and providing opportunities for every member of our economy so that we can be stronger together. I think it's important for us to recognize that that's critical, that we're only going to grow when we all grow. So it's been something that has been a cornerstone to her administration over the last decade. And it's something that I know as we continue to evolve GSEP, We will look for those opportunities, whether it's when we're attracting new businesses into the region or even when we're applying for new federal opportunities. We know that we're constantly knocking on Robin's door asking for data so that we can more successfully apply for these federal opportunities. And as we go and make a strong case for new federal funds to come into this region, we realize that our strength in our diverse workforce and centering on equity is what really distinguishes us from other regions.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it leads to kind of my next topic, which is foreign direct investment into the region, along with things like venture capital money and startup money and private equity money into our region. Kevin, your organization and mine, with the budget sizes that we have, which are great, and they help us do our job day in and day out. What opportunities are out there for us with our partnership with World Business Chicago? Relationships with ambassadors that we've never had in the past due to consulate general relationships with our friends at World Business Chicago. How's that helped Lake County?
I think it's been really important. There are a number of countries that are huge investors in Chicagoland. I think Japan is one. There are 500 Japanese-owned companies in Chicagoland employing almost 70,000 people. That's a big deal.
And you went to Japan on a trade mission.
And I did. We had WBC sponsored a trip. There were about 40 of us who went over in the fall, including Sandy Hart, the Lake County chair, Mike Bueller, the chair of McHenry County. We had a really good regional representation, both city and suburb. Big part of that was showing up and first off saying thank you, and then getting a chance to tell the story of the strengths of Chicagoland and why growing businesses should locate here. We talked to over 70 different businesses on that trip. We had a couple meetings with Ambassador Emanuel, who obviously has a soft spot for Chicago.
But he told you something during that meeting that you told me, I don't know if you remember, that I found very interesting. You want to share that?
Yeah, he a little bit kind of said, where you been? You know, he said, look, other states, other governors and mayors, they're here every year. And he kind of called us out. He didn't necessarily say it as politely as I just did.
no, not Mayor Emanuel.
And gave us some guidance of like, hey, look, you know what? For the states that have been coming here every year for a decade, they've got a depth of relationship that is going to be really hard to break into. So maybe don't target the same industries that they are. Maybe look for new ones and, you know, fish where they're not fishing. And I think he was spot on. And he talked about robotics and life sciences and things like that make a lot of sense. The other key thing that we learned on that trip was, and this isn't rocket science, it's all about relationships. It takes time to build that relationship. So we need to continue to plant seeds.
Yeah, and I know, Robin, WBC has been to San Francisco, Toronto, Mexico City.
Yep.
City's got a strong sister cities program that it's leveraging for economic development opportunities, yes?
Yeah, we've actually also been to Miami, New York, London. So yes, they do a lot of travel and I think that's actually one piece that you all may actually not be aware of what we provide for teams, and we're happy to share that, is we help them kind of when they go to these cities understand who should they be talking to? We know who's growing here within Chicagoland, but who's growing in Miami or New York or, you know, Mexico City that, hey, you might want to go talk to. And we actually have that data and we're happy to share it. It's really kind of fun to learn about. We can look up, you know, oh, this startup over there, sure, has a connection to Midwest. Go talk to them. So to your point, Kevin, with that relationship building, we do a lot of work to support that.
And sometimes it's so easy and so simple. And I'm sure I'll get the names and some of the details wrong, but I recall a meeting that we were at with our friends in McHenry County, who has a business that has a product and is trying to enter, I believe, the market in London or in the UK, and didn't know kind of where to go. And WBC connected him with an ambassador.
Yeah.
And relationships are now being cultivated.
Right.
And that opportunity and again, it's a podcast, so we're supposed to be blunt here, as recently as 5 years ago, that opportunity right. not only never would have existed, right. had the ask been put out there, I don't think it would have been met with an affirmative response. I mean, it's just an incredible indication of how working together just opens up.
Absolutely. And it's been interesting, but recently I was talking to a business and they were telling me about where they were located. They're like, well, we're in Chicago. I'm like, okay, we're in Chicago. They're like, well, Schaumburg. They don't know. Businesses don't know. They call it Chicago.
I have a good friend from college who works for a UK, large UK manufacturer. And a year or so ago, she sent me a note like, hey, we opened a Chicago office. It's in Bolingbrook. Right? So
right.
that's
yeah.
the view. That is Chicago.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now where do we go from here? Right? We're 15 months old. We just published our first annual report that showed dozens of economic wins for us, that showed incredible economic impact throughout the region. Very noteworthy. It showed wins in each of the participating jurisdictions, from SNC Electric in mm-hmm. Chicago and Lion Electric, which, by the way, to your point, Kevin, on spinoff opportunities, we have a new business in DuPage County because of Lion Electric. Lion Electric is a major customer, so they needed to open North American offices, and they opened them in DuPage County. So, again, another great example of Doug's win down in Will County and Governor Pritzker in the state of Illinois bringing Lion Electric here. But now we're a year into this, right? But now where do we take it from here?
Going back to the work with CMAP and Brookings, I think that we all knew that a first baby step was building that trust. And we asked them to help develop an action plan and probably included a lot of low-hanging fruit just to get us all working together. But they did identify many areas of opportunity. So we've tackled some of the low-hanging fruit. But in terms of entrepreneurship, innovation, I think that there's still a lot for us to uncover there. We have been invited to many city-centered events that World Business Chicago has coordinated for many years. I think that many of our counties have taken advantage of it. We can definitely take that to the next level and figure out how do we continue to leverage this to really help entrepreneurship, more innovation in this region. So I'm excited about where that's going.
I think from a data perspective and just being genuine, we probably have all learned a lot about each other's assets, right? As my team was working on the asset map, right? So for example, where we are here, it's the second largest community college in the U.S. or among the top, which is a fabulous resource. So as we think about what you're talking about, what's the next step and how to refine it, it's we now have an opportunity because we know so much about other parts of our region that we may not have before to align that, right? So if we're going to really tap into, okay, companies that are really wanting to tightly control their supply chain, nearshore it, right? Or have it move closer, how do we then leverage our workforce assets to align with that supply chain that we think is coming in line as a result of Lion Electric? Even with innovation, right? Using some of that data, how do you encourage innovation? How do you align your startups, right? I think that was one thing that was a particular point that we were surprised about because we hadn't, you know, we hadn't shared the information. We had just kind of quantified it. How many of our startups are out in the suburbs? It's
amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
When
yeah,
we saw that data,
yeah,
that again, World Biz has venture capital information, private equity information, and you think, well, this VC money might be going into Fulton Market. Guess what? It's going into Naperville. It's going into Orland Park. It's going into Libertyville. It's going everywhere.
So I think there's a lot of opportunity now that we've learned, at least from my perspective, learned a lot. There is that opportunity to know where to kind of refine things. And just as a plug, if I may.
Please.
We're currently working on a life science issue, which I think is relevant to Lake County. And one of the things we're looking at is the imports, exports of very specific things in what countries. And they're unearthing a whole new set of countries, in addition to Japan, where we might think about, oh, there are some relationships to develop there, like Singapore, like Hungary, that were not necessarily on our radar. So It's, wow. Yeah, there's that a lot of stuff that I think that we're doing. I know, I'm very excited for that.
I smell a trade mission coming to Hungary or Singapore to develop those relationships.
Sure.
And again, I don't want to be afraid of that. I want to be able to stand up proudly and say, yes, we are going on a trade mission. Yes, we are intending on targeting specific businesses for growth or expansion in this region. And this is the way it has to be done. For me, I think a big component of it has to be to continue to change the narrative.
Yeah.
Because I think that we know the assets. We know the region's strengths. We also know the region's weaknesses. We also know that we are not alone with our weaknesses or our strengths. But we must change the narrative.
You know, I think, you know, I'm always the, you know, the irrational optimist in the room. But I think it's totally relevant in this case. We've built the foundation of the partnerships. I think we're going to continue to refine that. I think you're spot on with telling the story. We have an unbelievable product to sell, Chicagoland, greatest city in the world. We got to tell that story. And obviously, we've got some things that we need to counter, some beliefs that are out there. I have all the faith in the world that we're going to be able to do that. And the what that will bring home to Chicagoland and, frankly, the Midwest will really be impactful.
Yeah, I've been amazed at the great successes thus far. And having built that trust over the last year and a half with this broader group, I think it will provide an opportunity to continue to leverage those partnerships. I mean, we've seen organizations now coming and asking for letters of support for big scale applications that they're going after for federal funds because they see us working as a region.
That's a great point, Zoshi, that our collective voice is stronger now at the federal level than ever before. Thank you for bringing that up.
No, absolutely. And it's in utilizing our collective strength with not just the data, but the analysis that World Business Chicago has provided us. I mean, we are positioning ourselves to really go after some large-scale dollars federally for this region. So I'm excited about that.
So what I am most excited about is to borrow Mayor Brandon Johnson's phrase, Chicago is the greatest freaking city in the world. I'm excited to see us share that narrative with the world and see where it goes and see, you know, all of the great stories we can tell about Chicagoland.
That's a great spot to close. So that's it for today's show. Kevin, Robin, Zoshi, thank you so much for joining me. And as always, a big thank you to our friends at the College of DuPage for supporting today's episode. To keep up with what's happening in DuPage County and the Chicagoland region, follow Choose DuPage on social media or visit choosedupage.com. I'm Greg Bedlove. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the DuPage Business Beat.